You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Got it. Let's talk personal mastery for a bit. We mentioned perseverance a couple of times. To say a word is one thing. To understand that you should do a thing is another. But to actually do it, it's a whole nother ballgame. How were you able to take that concept, that idea of perseverance, and actually action it?
I was very strict with myself always. I mean, I had a regular set number of phone calls to make of different types, be it new phone calls, catch-up calls, whatever. But I had a regular number to do in my diary every single day. And however I didn't much want to do them, I would hit that number. Occasionally, I cheated and picked somebody I'd rather do from the next day if I was really desperate, but that number got done. And I think that's what it comes down to. It comes down to that bit of discipline.
Mm-hmm. You took the word right out of my mouth. I was just going to say discipline. So what else do you employ in terms of the personal mastery side to continue in success? Because winning one game is great. I'm a Bucks fan. We're here in Milwaukee, and last 2021, they won it all. But in 2022, they didn't. So winning once is great, but how do you stay on top of it and continue to bring the discipline and showing up the same, even when you don't feel like it?
That is the challenge. I think it's tough to keep on going. And I think for me, I actually find it easier on my own. I find it harder when I had a team because it was all sorts of different challenges that you had to do. But when you're on your own, I think just having that discipline is in the numbers game is probably enough. But you have to also look at the results side. You know, it's no use making 10 lousy calls every single day and never getting a sale. You know, you have to check the metrics of the quality of results you're getting. If it's not working, you've got to work out why and reassess. But keeping going will get you there.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do mentally, right? Because being a business owner, entrepreneur, it's more sexy now than it used to be. But in the sexiness, it's hard. It is not easy. It's physically taxing. It's mentally taxing. It could be emotionally difficult. How do you navigate that?
I found it incredibly hard, and it got harder over years because I fell into the big trap that I think for salespeople there is as an entrepreneur. We've got so many strengths and so much going for us, and that understanding of sales puts us in such a good stead, but we're also addicted to the sales result. So we tend to get over-enthused, and it's very easy to sell too much, to keep on going, but there's another contract. And if you know, gosh, that's so exciting. And I'll just go after that one as well and not look at the rest of the business, whereas the rest of the business is on their knees with exhaustion and you're still chasing more work. And I think I've heard a lot of business owners fall into that one from sales background. I think that's one of the really hard things for salespeople to manage. But I agree that all-round entrepreneurship challenge now is just huge. And I think that comes from all sorts of things. I think it comes from, we've got pressurized times, we've got pressurized economic times, we've got the reputation of entrepreneurship, we've got the comparative thing of, you know, there are all these successful entrepreneurs out there. Well, are there? You don't know, do you? It's, you know, you haven't got privy to their everyday life or probably their accounts. But, you know, in theory, you see yourself as not as good as so-and-so all the time. And I think all those things, you know, I think it's become harder to be a leader. It may be more suited to you to be nicer and more empathetic and supportive and serving of your people. But it's a tougher role than going, oh, you go away and do that, you know, which was fairly simplistic and the old style leadership. But to really somehow find the time and the energy and the commitment to absolutely give your all to your people at the same time as running a business is just an enormous challenge, I agree.
thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.